Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 17th. How can we see God? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Wouldn't you like to see God? Wouldn't you like to see with your own eyes the God who created your eyes? Wouldn't you like to spend time with Him in person and to know firsthand what He's really like? Well, the Bible says that nobody human has ever seen God. But the Bible also says that the pure in heart shall see God. Well, now how can that be? Jesus preached that through Him it's possible to see the Father. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, He tells us how it is that we can see God. What does Matthew 5:8 say that we need to be in order to see God? We need to be pure in heart. But what does it mean to be pure in heart? What does it mean to be pure? To be pure means that you don't have anything in you that isn't supposed to be there. If you have a glass of pure water, that means there isn't anything in the glass except water. No dirt, no bugs, no poison, or anything else but water. If something else is in the water, then it's not pure water. For a person to be pure means that there is nothing in him that isn't supposed to be there. He is just like God made him to be. In other words, there's no sin in him. Now, the problem is no human being is born the way God originally made him or her to be. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, we are all born with sinful natures. So how can we become pure in heart and get back to the way God intended for us to be, pure-hearted? Through Jesus Christ. If you are believing on Jesus Christ and trusting in His righteousness to be your righteousness, then Jesus purifies your heart, makes your heart pure. His blood washes away the record of your sins and frees you from the power of sin. Not only can Jesus cleanse and purify your heart one time, but He can keep on helping you to keep on purifying your heart. So what does a pure-hearted person look like? Well, he's someone who will not keep on sinning on purpose. Instead, he's trying to keep himself free from sin. That means keeping sin out of whatever he does, whatever he thinks, whatever he wants. And that's what it means to be pure in heart. Psalm 15 describes a pure-hearted person, if you'd like to know more about what a pure-hearted person is like. Psalm 15 clearly teaches that the only way to have fellowship with God is to be pure in heart. What is the promise to those who are pure in heart? They shall see God. But what does it mean to see God? First, to see God means to really understand His ways. He is sinless. And that's what He wants us to be too. And when we are, we will understand Him more and love Him more, and we'll be able to talk to Him in prayer with a clean conscience. This is the idea of having fellowship with God, knowing firsthand what He really is like. God is a spirit, so He really is knowable through pure-hearted fellowship. But there really is a way that pure-hearted believers will get to see God with their own eyes. They shall see God means just that. We who are saved by Jesus Christ will get to see God in eternity. In this earthly life, we can see God in the understanding sense through Jesus Christ's righteousness. And in the new heaven and the new earth, we will be able to see God with our own eyes because of what Jesus did for us. God promises that the pure in heart will see Him. Do I try not to sin? In my heart, am I really wanting to know and have fellowship with God? If I'm not enjoying fellowship with God right now, what might be my problem? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 17th.